I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jimmy Johnson, who I have called the Tim Duncan of NASCAR. I mean, he just is. He's the champion that is an afterthought. And he's been going at it with Chad Knaus.
Chad Knaus.
17 years. They're going to split. They're going to split up. Now, it's not like Jimmy Johnson's retiring. He wants to continue to race. He's leaving his crew chief after... Now, wait a minute. 17 years, 7 cup championships.
Yeah.
And he got one more victory than Tiger Woods. 81. And they're going to just go their separate ways. Now, I'm sure there's various reasons as to why.
Yeah.
This doesn't happen, though. This doesn't happen in sports where you get a multiple champion and the guys that put it together, the two brains, are going to split up. Now, I could see if something publicly happened, kind of like Jimmy Johnson, the other Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones, where egos came into play. But that's the problem with this racing Jimmy Johnson, is a lot of people feel like he don't got any, he doesn't have an ego.
And that's the thing. He's such a different type character from Chad Knaus, who may be a little bit of a yeller or a screamer sometimes, and Jimmy's the total opposite. The case in point, I was reading an article like ESPN.com talked about recently out in Las Vegas. They just put him in his racing outfit, Jimmy Johnson, and let him just walk through a casino and a hotel lobby, and nobody turned around.
Who can do that? 404-741-0529. I want to know. And we named a couple people, but let's, before we get to that, but
who's accomplished what he's accomplished? When you think about...
Well, nobody has.
When you think about what he's accomplished, he's tied with Richard Petty. Richard Petty can't move at a racetrack.
No. Nope.
That people know him, they see that big hat, and he always gravitate. People always want to take
and
pictures
with him.
And the same
thing
with
Earn. Just his picture.
Yeah.
Earn Hart,
right.
Make people walk
anything
into a
tent. Anything with a number 3 on it.
Exactly.
People want to see it. But, I mean, here's a guy still active driving in the day of modern media.
Tell a story. But
in the day of modern media, and he's in Las Vegas. He walks through this lobby of the casino, and nobody flinches. Nobody turns around to see, and it tells – it's a little bit about where the sport is right now.
Yeah.
But if you got this
says
person –
a lot more about him, though.
But really.
He's been at it 17 years. He didn't win 7 in a row, so he's been – he went 5 – I think it was 5 in a row, though?
Five in a row.
But he's – NASCAR was at his pinnacle while he was winning championships.
But that's why he was able to come in and be this laid-back guy, because he had so many personalities that were guys. It's kind of like golf. You know, you got certain guys in golf that the media attracts to, and you got other guys who are making tons of money, but nobody bothers them.
Yeah, but there's nobody in golf other than that one name.
But, I mean, people know other people. I mean, if you're at a golf course, you know, you got other people that you would interview. They may not be all Tiger, but you would interview these guys. But there are a lot of guys on the tour who are making big cash, and they kind of fly below the radar. Same, but this guy was winning.
He's an all-timer. That's the crazy part about it. So take a second. What is equal to this? There's nothing. Possibly Belichick and Brady. Were they to break up and Brady wanted to continue playing, which, by the way, we almost saw last year.
Almost.
We came close. We saw that.
Well, that day is going to come. You know, we don't know if it's after this season or after another season. We don't know that will happen. But right now, Johnson wants to pursue that 8th championship, and if he gets it, it will be with a different crew chief. Richard Petty won all of his 7 with Dale Inman, the one same guy, the same crew chief that knew the formula, that knew how to prepare the car, knew how to get the best out of the driver, and they won the championship. This will not be the case with Jimmy Johnson. Hendrick Racing has made a decision to change things up and bring a new crew chief in to
He's
work.
He's got Elliott Sadler's crew chief.
They'll be coming up with him for next year. They have the final 6 races, you know, this year through the playoff for this year, and then next year he'll be that. You got 8 guys who are in line for the playoff. You got Elliott, Harvick, Kyle Busch, Truex, Logano, Kurt Busch, who's on the pole today, and Brad Keselowski and Ryan Blaney. Those are your 8. That are in contention for the playoff. And we'll see what happens over at Talladega. 2:00, time for the race over there today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.